What's up, Eagles fans, and happy new year from us here at the NovaCare Complex. Welcome into the All 22 Review presented by the Community College of Philadelphia. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. The Eagles lost to the Dallas Cowboys week 17, 6-0. Not a ton of plays for us to break down in this game, but a couple notable discussion points. We'll break down a couple plays here. Let's start on the opening drive of the game, a throw from Nick Foles to tight end Zach Ertz. And Greg, that completion to Ertz was one of two completions for Nick Foles to start this game. He goes 2 for 2, ends up having incompletions on his next 5 pass attempts. But let's break down this play, as it was really an example of something that the Eagles have done all season long, a three-level stretch.
Yeah, it's a three-level stretch concept. We've talked about this throughout the year, Fran. But the nice thing about this one, the little wrinkle, was the intermediate route came from the back side, because normally all three routes will come from the same side of the field. So they do a nice job here. First, we start down below with Alshon Jeffrey. And what he's going to do, he's basically just going to run a vertical route. This is cover 3. So the Eagles know that this vertical route will lift the corner. He's going to be removed. He has to run with Jeffrey. Then you get Nelson Aguilar. He's in the slot right here. He's going to be the player who runs the flat route. Sometimes it's a back, but here it's the slot. He's going to run the flat route. And then you're going to get, as we said, you're going to get the intermediate crossing route from the backside. That is Zach Ertz. He's going to run across the field. Now, this three-level stretch, built into a three-level stretch, is a high-low concept. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to beat the flat defender, and that's that slot corner, number 25. That's the player you're trying to beat with this. And it makes it tougher on him because he has to really drop back. He's responsible for the flat, but he also has to drop back. But it's tough for him when that intermediate route comes from the other side of the formation. So let's clear the screen now, and we can start this, and you can follow those players. It's clear as a bell. Here comes Ertz across right there. And he's running the crossing route, Zach Ertz. And there is the flat defender. That's number 25, Xavier Woods. Actually does a pretty good job. He recognizes that Aguilar is in the flat, and he's looking back inside with an understanding that there might be a route coming. But still, on this particular play, Nick Foles throws it with very good timing, understands what the concept is, understands the coverage, and that was a nice completion.
Yeah, no question. And again, that's an example of something that the Eagles have done really since Doug Peterson has arrived in Philadelphia. It's a staple of that offense.
Yep.
Hopefully something that we're going to see moving forward, too, because it's a pass where, again, it's essentially, what, like you said, a high-low of an underneath defender really makes things easy for that quarterback.
Yeah, and it's basically a guiding principle of the West Coast offense going back years and years. You could go back to Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren. It's a half-field read. The West Coast offense really has a ton of half-field reads with three receivers. That's a great example of it. It's a foundation staple of the Eagles' passing game.
So the Eagles end up moving the ball here. They get close to midfield, end up not converting on fourth down, end up punting away, something that we saw a lot of from this Eagles' offense, unfortunately, on Sunday. But 0-0. Let's move over to the first defensive drive of the game. So the Eagles punt the ball. Dallas gets the football, and now they drive. And now it's 4th and 1 for the Dallas Cowboys, and the Eagles come up with a great stop. Let's take a look at this Ezekiel Elliott run that stopped behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and obviously the Eagles are really putting a lot of players on the line of scrimmage. They add linemen, and they get people up on the line of scrimmage because, hey, it's 4th and 1. And the player to really watch here is Vinny Curry. He makes this play. And this is a tough situation for the left tackle, Byron Bell. They're asking him to basically reach across and make a tough reach block on Curry. That's hard. But Curry slants hard inside. Now, because of what he does, he forces Ezekiel Elliott to go laterally. So what happens is Ellerbe, on the play side, he is able to clean up. But this play is really made by Curry. We can run this, and you'll see exactly what happens. Curry does a great job, slants hard inside, forces Elliott to go east-west. Ellerbe cleans it up. And that was really part of a pretty good performance, I thought, by the second-team defense. That was one thing to take away from today's game, that the second-team defense did a nice job.
Going up against the starters. The Dallas Cowboys. And you're down Tim Jernigan. You're down Brandon Graham. You're down Nigel Bradham. You're down Rodney McLeod.
By choice.
Jalen Mills.
By choice.
Of course.
Right.
All these players. Derek Barnett not playing in this game. And the fact that they came out with this kind of performance from the second-team unit against the starters for Dallas, I thought was a good way to kind of get into the postseason.
No question. I mean, I think that Ezekiel Elliott had a long run early in the third quarter, but I think he only had about 30 yards in the first half, give or take. They did a really nice job up front. We talked about Nathan Gary a number of times while we were watching the game. So this was a nice effort by the second team defense.
No injuries today that we know of, so that's obviously the biggest news on New Year's Eve night. So we're all going to be watching now, Greg, as we get into a wild card weekend and we get to see how this playoff situation is going to plan out. Any overall thoughts for this Eagles team going into wild card week and then eventually the divisional round?
Well, of course, it'll be interesting to see who they play. But I think one thing, and you and I talked about this, Fran, the run game is going to be increasingly important. This is not a team that's likely now to put up 35 on offense, so they're going to have to control the pace and tempo of games. I think the defense now has to really become a major factor in the way they play. And we might just see a little different Eagles team going forward by necessity, which doesn't mean you can't win in the playoffs. They just have to win using other dimensions within the context of the team.
Yeah, no question. You and I will be talking about that a lot on the Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast. You can check out for that on Monday night on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Until then, I'm Fran Duffy for Greg Costell. Thanks for watching the All-22 Review presented by the Community College of Philadelphia.